Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. Reading Rainbow, I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. Reading Rainbow, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Good morrow, and welcome to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Agoura Hills, California. Today, we're celebrating the way people lived hundreds of years ago. Looks like a page right out of a fairy tale, when there were castles and kings and knights in shining armor.
Past time with good company, I love and shall until I die. Cruel should last but none deny, so God be pleased, thus live will I.
It was great to be a knight in shining armor, but it felt like I was rattling around in an old tin can. Now this is much more comfortable. You know, hundreds of years ago, if you wanted a new shirt, you had to spin it by hand. And you spun it on a spinning wheel like this. The fiber goes into the wheel there and comes out as yarn. Now, here's a famous fairy tale about a young girl whose spinning wheel didn't spin fiber into yarn, but straw into gold. It's called Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. Retold and illustrated by Paul O. Zielinski. Read by Ralph Waite. Once there was a poor miller who had a beautiful daughter. On his way to town one day, the miller encountered the king. Wanting to impress him, the miller said,
I have a daughter who knows the art of spinning straw into gold.
Now the king had a passion for gold, so he ordered the miller to send his daughter to the castle straight away. When the girl was brought before him, the king led her to a room that was filled with straw. He said, you may spin all night, but if you have not spun this straw into gold by morning, you will have to die. With that, he locked the door, and the girl was left inside, alone. She did not know what to do. She grew frightened and began to weep. Suddenly, the door sprang open, and a tiny man stepped in.
"Good evening, Mistress Miller," he said. "Why are you sobbing?"
"Oh," the girl cried, "I must spin this straw into gold, and I don't know how."
"What will you give me if I spin it for you?" the little man asked.
"My necklace," answered the girl.
The little man took her necklace and sat down at the spinning wheel. He pulled three times, whirr, 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 and the spool was wound full of gold thread. And so it went until morning, when all the straw was spun and all the spools were full of gold. When the king came at sunrise, he was amazed and delighted. But all that gold only made him greedier. So he led the miller's daughter to a larger room filled with straw, and he ordered her to spin this straw too if she valued her life. The girl did not know what to do. Once more the little man appeared.
"What will you give me if I spin this straw into gold for you?" he asked.
"The ring on my finger," answered the girl. The little man took her ring, and before the night was over, he had spun all the straw into gleaming gold. The king rejoiced at the sight of so much gold, but still he was not satisfied. He led the miller's daughter to a bigger room, piled high with straw.
"Tonight you must spin this straw too, and if you succeed, you shall become my wife."
When the king had left, the little man appeared again.
"What will you give me if I spin for you yet once more?" he asked.
"I have nothing else," the girl replied.
"Then promise that when you become queen, your first child will belong to me."
The miller's daughter gasped, but she could think of no other way to save herself. She promised, and the little man once again spun all the straw into gold. When the king found everything as he had wished, he married the miller's beautiful daughter, and she became a queen. A year passed, and the queen brought a handsome baby boy into the world. She gave scarcely a thought to the little man. But one day he appeared suddenly in her room.
"Now give me what you promised me," he demanded.
The queen pleaded with the little man.
"I will give you 3 days," he said. "If by the end of that time you know my name, you may keep your child."
Long into the night the queen sat, thinking over all the names she had ever heard. When the little man returned, the queen recited every name she knew. But to each one, the little man replied,
"That is not my name."
The second day, the queen posed the strangest and most unusual ones to him. She tried Beastie Ribs and Lego Ram and String Bones. But he would only reply,
"That is not my name."
Now the queen grew truly frightened and sent her most faithful servant to look for the little man. At last, near the top of a high hill, she spied him. He was riding on a cooking spoon around a great fire and crying out,
"I brew my beer, I bake my loaves, and soon the queen's own son I'll claim. Oh, lucky me, for no one knows that Rumpelstiltskin is my name."
The servant made her way back as fast as she could. Late that evening, the little man arrived at the castle.
"Now, Mrs. Queen," he said, "do you know my name, or do I take your child?"
"Is your name Will?"
"No."
"Is your name Phil?"
"No."
"In that case, is your name Rumpelstiltskin?"
The devil told you! The devil told you!
Shrieked Rumpelstiltskin, and in a fury he jumped on his cooking spoon and flew out the window. And he was never heard from again.
Rumpelstiltskin sure had a knack for getting the most out of a spinning wheel. And so do the spinners here at the fair. They don't turn straw into gold, but they do turn raw sheep's wool into beautiful threads of red, green, and gold. Good morrow, me lady.
Oh, good greetings, Lavar. I be Mistress Nora, the spinster of the shire, and this were my fine sheep, Nancy.
Good morrow, Nancy.
I have been told this day that you have come to learn how to spin and weave.
Indeed.
Wondrous well. Well, the first thing we must needs do is get some wool off of fine Nancy's back, and for this we must cut it.
Does it hurt the sheep?
Oh, nay, not at all. 'Tis like getting a haircut on a hot summer's day.
And how does it feel?
Oh, wondrous well.
Ah, it is soft.
Aye, marry, it will make a fine coat this day. The next step is the carding of the wool. You take the carding combs,
mm-hmm.
and the wool as it does come off the sheep. And not you, it is not clean or fine at all. It is much knotted.
Mm-hmm.
So we must brush the hair. You put it on the carding comb, such as this. Then you take the two combs, opposing each other, and gently rock them back and forth.
Ah.
See you how clean. Just get out all the burrs and mats, and makes fine hair.
And then?
And then you do pull down, and it comes off the carding comb.
Ah.
And this is what is called a rolag.
A rolag?
Aye. And that is what you spin with. Now, all spinning is twisting the fibers. So you take the rolag, and see, I can do it with my fingers, and just twist. And it locks the fibers together, and so forms a thread. But it is much easier and faster upon a spinning wheel. In order to spin, all you do is hold the twist out with one hand like this,
mm-hmm.
and then draw the fibers out and let it go.
Ah. Might I try it?
Aye, Surin.
Just hold the fibers and then let them spin, right?
Aye.
Ooh, now that's a big blob there.
Aye, that were called a slub.
A slub?
Aye, Mary. And you should be proud of it, for quite a few people pay more for such wool that looks more hand-spun.
This is not easy at all.
Nay, it does take great practice to be a spinster.
He thinks that's true.
Now, the next step is taking the fine threads and dyeing them. My favorite color being the glorious red.
Ah. And where do we get our colors for our dyes, Mistress Nora?
From natural things, plants and roots. To make red, you can use beetroot or the bark from the madder tree.
Mm-hmm.
And this were cochineal, wee red bug from South America. Mark you how when you crush it, it does make a red dye. To make yellow, you can use onion skins, such as that. And here were an example of onion skins. Is it not fine?
It is indeed. So you take your bark or root or beet, and then what?
Well, then you grind it up, uh-huh. and you boil it in water, and that pulls the color out. And then you have this wonderful colored water that dyes your yarns.
Yes.
And now We take the colored yarns and we weave with them. This is a loom, and all a loom does is move long threads up and down, so your cross thread that you're putting through is locked in a pattern, and so forms the cloth.
Now what, Mistress Nora, could one weave on a loom such as this?
Oh, well, I have a fine sample here of a glorious cloak.
Ooh, and beautiful it is indeed. Now, how long would it take to weave a garment such as this?
To weave a garment, it would take 2 days.
And the whole process from sheep shearing to carding to dyeing and spinning?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
All told.
Quite a lot of work for only one garment.
Aye, you must take goodly care of your clothes, for it takes a lot of work to make them.
Well, I thank thee, Mistress Nora.
And I thank you, Lavar. Tis wondrous fine meeting you.
Well, let's take a spin around the fair and see what else is happening here.
Finest rocks in the Shire. Oh, might I interest you in one of my fine rocks?
Indeed, a nice fit.
We shall be needing a volunteer from the audience. Lavar! Come on down, Lavar.
Come on down.
That's right, watch that step. There you go.
Okay, now, Lavar, your job is simple.
It's really simple.
All you gotta do is put your feet together.
Feet together.
Hands at your side.
Hands at your side. Shoulders back. And try not to bruise for about 5 minutes. Because, Lavar, we're gonna take these six clubs, and while juggling them, we're going to pass them around your body. Whoosh, 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 whoa!
Ready? If you're ready, Sean.
You ready, Lavar?
Ready?
No.
Oh, yes, you are.
Here
you go.
Here we go.
Ready?
Ready?
You're doing great, Lavar.
Just don't move.
As if you do.
If you move.
It's no skin off our nose. All right, now, Lavar, we're going to juggle a little bit faster now.
A bit faster now.
Not on this one, but the next. Ready?
Hup.
All right, Lavar.
Lavar, you're doing terrific.
All right. Take a bow.
No!
8, 9, 10. Lavar!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And have a good day at fair.
Wow, a Renaissance feast. I've heard of these.
Which seat be taken?
Oh, hi, yes, join us. Please, feast with us.
Pretty good, sir. May I join?
Yes.
Oh, please.
That's perfect. Hi, have you well fared today?
Yeah, indeed. Bargains were well struck this day, I think.
Why?
It is most well for my purse. Ooh.
One for Otto.
Oh, sir, do eat more heartily.
Let's stick it in your mouth, man, and eat it.
Scrape them. Be not shy, sir.
And throw them over your shoulder.
Fine.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Just pray do not hit anyone.
Yeah, find you a target and strike it well.
What's all? What's all? To you. A bit of bread for the good gentleman, all right?
Tear it off.
Like fun.
And sir, can you do two at once?
ammunition, sir. Thank you very much. Sir, what is this?
You, sir, methinks you got lucky.
Sir, if you think this is luck, then show me my luck has changed. For you, sir, have no more luck than I, and even less skill.
Tell me, sir, is this a game of skill or a game of luck?
For some, skill, for some, luck. For me, skill, for you, bad luck.
My skill is not a question, 'tis your luck that has me worried.
Well, we shall see who Lady Luck smiles upon, then shan't we? Upon my count, sirrah, the count of thrice, no other word shall suffice. Once, twice, thrice! You must hit harder, sir. Good eye.
You may be intelligent, but you're not smart. What is this?
Sir, what is this? I hope you have learned a lesson and that the water has not washed away all of your courage with your spirit.
Well met, sir. Tis true you taught to me a lesson here today, and now to return the favor.
You're a cheat like me. Well met, indeed.
Well met. Well, there's nothing like a good dunking to cool you off on a hot day, and nothing like a good book to warm you up again. So if you liked Rumpelstiltskin, then here are some other hearty tales that will whet your appetite. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hello, everybody. I am Max King, and I love to eat. And if you like to eat, I've got a great book for you, A Medieval Feast by Oliki. This story is about a king who visits the castle. What a gigantic feast they prepared for him. In medieval days, they used knives and spoons, but no forks. They used their hands a lot. The weirdest thing they ate was a cockatrice. It's sort of a bird and a pig cut in half and sewn to each other's bodies. Hoi-yi-yi. How could anybody be expected to eat that? But they loved it. Take it from me. I read this book, and it was terrific. So go to your library and pick it up. Boy, just thinking about it makes me hungry. Because food is my life.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. There are many stories about castles, but most of them are fairy tales. Well, this story is a bit different. It's called The Story of a Castle. This book will teach you about history in a fun way. You'll see how a castle changes from the time it was built all the way to the present day. And the story is told without words. There's a picture that shows how the site for the castle was chosen. And if you turn the page, you can see the castle under construction. This was a very enjoyable book. So get comfy in your own castle and let your imagination go with this story.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Byrne, and I'm here today to tell you about one of my favorite books. It's a fairy tale called The Sleeping Beauty, retold and illustrated by Mercer Mayer. There's some really unusual fairy tale characters in this story, like the blue fairy, a giant, and even a griffin. That's a cross between a bird and a dog. Well, this story is about all the problems that a princess has, because of one angry, nasty fairy. She even has a curse put on her. The princess and all her subjects sleep for 100 years. The Sleeping Beauty is a terrific story with beautiful and exotic pictures, but the best part is it has a happy ending.
Hip, 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 hip,
How glorious it is that thou sharest reading and writing like a venerable rainbow throughout the stars and sky. God bless your efforts, sir. God bless them all.
Your Majesty, it has been my extreme and joyous honor to attend.
Excellent, full well, sir. We shall take the colors that you bring and spread them throughout the land so all may be so enchanted this day and forever. God bless you, sir.
God save the Queen!
God save the Queen!
And ye as well, good people.
3 cheers for the Queen! Hip, hip!
Huzzah!
Hip, hip!
Huzzah!
Hip, hip!
Huzzah!
God save the Queen!
God save the Queen!
God save the nobles!
God save the
nobles! Well, the Queen has thanked me for attending. And I thank you for joining me. What a celebration! It's been so much fun that now I know why they call it the Pleasure Fair. But even Rumpelstiltskin couldn't have spun a more pleasurable day. So, good morrow and fare thee well. I'll see thee next time.
My little hen. My little hen, she's looking for her food beside our rooster proud. My little hen, she's looking for her food beside our rooster proud.
Oh, listen to her call.
And then she lays an egg. My hen has laid an egg. My hen has laid an egg. My hen has laid an egg.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Rumpelstiltskin, retold and illustrated by Paul O. Zielinski, published by E.P. Dutton. A Medieval Feast by Aleke, published by Thomas Y. Crowell. The Story of a Castle by John S. Goodall, published by Margaret K. McElderry. The Sleeping Beauty, retold and illustrated by Mercer Mayer, published by Macmillan Publishing Company.